Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 모두 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
Yes, it is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John, solo this week. I hope you can stick around and keep me company for the next 55 minutes or so. We have another big week of Asian pop to get through. We've got our news thanks to Team Ebikazi coming up soon. Going to play a track from an Aussie Chinese Malaysian girl that we love, Kimberly Chen. And we've got, of course, Paul's recommendation for Thai Pop Song of the Week. An intro to Asian pop thanks to our team member Katie. Plus, the new one from Psy teaming up with Snoop Dogg. Now look, K-pop fans knew this was coming, but others might not. Here's a snippet of it.
But I can't stop making bottles pop until the wheels fall off. And I can't quit. I wake up in the morning, do the same shit. Wake up in the morning, do the same shit.
Very YG sound there. And of course, 2 p.m. all day thinking of you. Plus, we've got an interview, actually two segments, a nice big interview coming up with Aussie-Korean hip-hop artist Jada. Looking forward to that. Let's kick it off now with a Japanese pop track. The MV and CD jacket for this song were recorded and shot in Okinawa. Of course, it's Biz with Final Dance, Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you.
across Community Radio Network. It's Asian Pop Radio Australia with your host, Jay John. Hey, I lied earlier on. I had been known to lie sometimes. I do apologise for that.
Evil.
I said I was solo this week because Jeanette's not with me, but our music director, Jedi Scump, has just walked through the door. Hey, Jedi.
How's it going, everybody?
How you doing?
Good.
You've come up with a great selection this week.
Yes, we just played Biss, and that song's called Final Dance, which is ironic because they just announced that they're breaking up and disbanding.
So, because we've been looking at all the visual K groups that have been disbanding of late, and now a J-pop band. How is this a common thing, or am I just noticing this? Is it just coincidental that a lot of people are disbanding, or are there so many J-pop and Visual K acts out there that you know, it's quite common that they do disband?
Maybe
so
they've
often,
just
right?
given up because of K-pop.
Maybe there's just too much out there to compete with.
Yeah.
What are they most famous for?
That
song.
No, that's just J-popping around.
Yeah, but they're kind of like what's the most appropriate way to say?
A thrash metal idol pop group.
Okay, good.
Yes, it's not very serious at all.
But they kind of take the piss out of themselves.
Yeah, they're like
J-pop.
They're not overly attractive. They're just normal people. They just do the pop idol thing. Yeah.
Well, they're still pretty attractive, I think.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? They're not all plastic surgery, though.
Yeah.
They're just, normal people.
As we said, that song was filmed in Okinawa. The girls were in bikinis, and they pretty much said that was the last time they're ever going to wear bikinis. And
I think that was the first time they ever wore bikinis.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was the first time and the last time they're ever going to do it. Oh, dear. Here we go with a little bit of Asian pop news.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to crew member Cassie, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia's Asian Pop News Update. Shoni's Onu is recovering this week after undergoing surgery to remove vocal cord polyps and vocal fold mucosa reconstruction. The news came about after Shiny Leader was missing The news came about after the Shiny Leader was missing from the group's performance in Rio de Janeiro for the Music Bank World Tour. The singer is set to take a professional break until his vocal cords have fully healed. I've got trouble with my vocal cords, apparently, thus disrupting plans to star in the onstage musical Singing in the Rain this summer. Shiny are set to head off on their third Japanese tour towards the end of the year. Thankfully, the tour will not be disrupted due to his surgery. It sounds a bit nasty, doesn't it, Trev?
Man, that's news to me.
Yeah, there you go. Cassie's bringing it on. Netizens expressed their concerns for Hong Kong actress Priscilla Wong this week after she was noticeably groped by English soccer players whilst filming the latest episode of Pilgrimage to Football Meccas. Sharp-eyed netizens noticed the incident after the players all piled on top of the actress after she scored a goal in a game of soccer. Upon hearing the concerns of fans, Priscilla explained that she did use her arm to protect her chest. However, she did not feel violated as the club was for gay footballers. and also described the event to be more like hanging out with a group of sisters.
So, advice for everybody, if you want to grope women, be gay.
Well, no. Advice for everyone, don't grope women. It's just not appropriate. Keep the groping to yourself. Her boyfriend, Edwin Tu, supported her statement by saying, it was all good fun. Supportive boyfriend then. Fuji TV have revealed this week that hit drama Marumo ni Okete... Oh, I've stuffed it up already. Give it a go, Trav.
Marumo?
Yep.
No Okete.
Good. Is set to return to the silver screen as a special drama after three years off air. I practiced that for minutes. Damn. Yeah. The drama depicted a story of a man named Marumo who raises a set of twins left behind after the death of their father. The upcoming special drama will tell the story of their current life, and viewers will also be able to see the twins become fourth graders. It is also rumored that the twins' mother, who has lived absent from them since birth, will return in order to heal the broken relationship. Oh my god. The drama is set to air this spring. What a full-on series.
That
that's
just sounds
be.
Like it's South Park.
It sounds really, really full-on. Let's have a listen to a bit of the grab from the show itself. I promised Cassie that I play a bit. Here it is. There There you go. See, news grabs mean I'm not lying. And finally, UKIS member AJ recently revealed that he had been in hospital recovering from heart surgery. AJ tweeted a picture of himself in the hospital showing off IV lines that had been connected to his body. The picture was captioned, "After the heart surgery, I am in recovery." Prior to the June 11 tweet, it was not known to the public that AJ was to have surgery. The news came as quite a bit of a surprise, leaving fans wondering about the idol's health. At this time, further details about AJ's heart condition are still unknown. Travis.
What a gangster.
I know.
Taking selfies in the hospital bed.
Did you see the... Of course you are. We've got to tweet something in bed. We're going to take a picture of your toe. It did look quite nasty, though. He had, you know, the IV drip all over him, sticky tape, this and that. And yeah, I'm quite concerned about AJ's health.
Are you really?
I am. I have been worried sick. No, I think he's going to be okay. I'm sure he'll be fine. If he's
got... you can tweak selfies out of the bed, he's fine.
If he's got the strength to lift his arm with IV drips, then he'll be doing okay, people.
And then accompany the picture with an English tweet.
Yeah. Keep listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia and follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Just and like
subscribe
our faces
to YouTube.
When you see our faces, click like.
News across the week. Get into another track now.
Next up is my girlfriend.
Yes.
Kimberly Chan.
Love her.
Melbourne baby girl.
I loved you before it was cool. I loved Kimberly Chan
as
well, Trav.
That's not what the title I wrote on the piece of paper.
You are a troublemaker. Asian Pop Radio.
Okay. I loved you before it was cool.
across the Community Radio Network, Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm Jay John, this week with Jedi Scuff, our music person.
A-L-G-G, Kimberly.
We're big supporters of Kimberly Chen. She's Malaysian, Chinese, Aussie, singer, songwriter, actress, model, cake decorator, possibly.
Jedi Scuff's future wife.
Well, you know, she doesn't know it yet, but she might be. And we like to remind people that she did start off in Melbourne as a child model, the only child model on The Price is Right with Larry Emder.
And yay!
If that's not going to set up your Asian pop, if that's not going to set up your Asian pop career, I don't know what will.
The first and only time we'll ever flog off Channel 9.
What do you like most about her, Trav?
Her eyes.
Her eyes are good. anything else? Anything else? Perhaps her music abilities.
Yes, she's very cute.
That's not her music ability, Travis.
She's good with the raps, man.
She's good. She's actually got a nice bit of, you know, musical diversity in there with her album, and I think she's done a good job. Someone else that does a good job is Polly, our Thai pop specialist.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ,
put it back. Go. Hey guys, it's Paul here, and today I have a Thai song for you. It's called Aat Pen Kon Ni, which translates to It's Gotta Be You. Sing by Dee the Star. She is a contestant of The Star Season 9, and the song is about a girl who is struggling to find someone to be her soulmate. Like, she go everywhere here and there, but she can't find anyone. But then in the end, there is a guy come to her, and they live happily ever after. Here it is. Enjoy Aat Pen Kon Ni, It's Got To Be You on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
ไม่เคยมองเห็นตัวเองไม่เคยซึ้งกับเพลงไหนไม่เคยเหงาไม่เคยต้องคิดถึงใครI'm not afraid to die.
Asian Pop Radio, right across the Community Radio Network on stations like Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, Switch 1197, 2SER in Sydney, and Cairns FM. I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'm pretty sure you know where Cairns FM is.
And everywhere across the whole intergalactic stellar space system, because I share it all week.
Yes, you can actually listen to this full show via podcast too if you haven't yet. And all you need to do is go to fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and we pin the full show to the top of our page each week. If you don't know what pinning means, you really need to get on Facebook a little bit more often. But what it means is our podcast is available right at the top of the page all week long until about Thursday when we prepare for the next show.
Yeah. Sacrifice it to the gods of Asian pop. Yeah.
We're a little concerned that Paulie, our Thai pop specialist, has a little bit of some underhanded stuff going on.
There's some dodgy business going on, because every time he picks a song, it's from the same Idol TV show. And we're a bit sus because we can't read it.
We're pretty sure that he's getting a kickback, and we can't really know for sure because we can't read Thai.
Yes, we don't know what's happening.
No, he's a good guy and we trust him completely.
We're watching you, Paul.
We're watching you. And we're going to go to a Malaysian track now. And then up next, we're going to be having our interview with J-Dub. Of course, Korean Aussie hip-hop artist. He's absolutely awesome. If you haven't heard his tracks, you're going to hear one later on. That's coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes' time. But for now, we're going to Malaysian track Honey, Madu and Kada with Go Home or Go Stan.
Go Reverse.
Is that what it means?
Yep.
Cool. I need to scrub up on my Bahasa, and I'll do that during this song. They debuted on the hits.fm Met 10 countdown for Malaysian artists last week. This week they have dropped a little to number 10. Here they are, Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John, and we are joined on the line by J-Dub. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
We've had a couple of your fans get in contact with us and tell us that we should be supporting you in your work. Best to start off by asking you where you grew up exactly.
I was growing up in Korea until I was 10 years old.
Cool.
Then I came over here in Sydney.
Awesome. So you would have started about grade 5 or something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
How was it different for you? Like the 10 years you spent in Korea and then coming over here, what do you reckon the major differences were?
It was very difficult for me, like because of the language.
Yeah.
And different culture. And yeah, I was a bit struggling at the beginning.
So you no doubt grew up speaking Korean and then all of a sudden you plonked in this country where everyone speaks English. And how long did it take for you to learn the language?
Probably 5-6 years.
Right.
To just have a communication with others. Yeah, another thing was I have to left my father behind in Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was the hard part for me.
That would have been quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And all your friends as well.
Yep, that's right.
Were you a shy kid?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Like a feeling was building up inside me.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to hip-hop, they got a lot of like struggling lyrics.
Sure.
Yeah, and that touched my heart. Know what I mean?
Well, that's the basis of hip hop, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It helps you get in tune with, you know, the situation around you. We all have different memories of growing up as a kid. Can you remember your earliest memory?
When I was in the kid?
Yeah.
I was a shy boy. I couldn't talk to my friends, like friends, as in like Aussie friends.
Yeah.
And I always hide my feelings. But I was quite naughty.
You're a bit mischievous.
Yeah.
It was at your release, do you think?
A little bit.
Or just because kids are naughty.
Yeah.
What kind of mischief did you get
naughty.
Up to then?
I'm still naughty, sir. I think that's how I am.
Was there a particular thing you did you'd like to share?
I reckon I started like smoking a little bit earlier than others.
Ah.
Drinking, you know, those bad stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And now you're a total gym junkie.
That's what people say, but I don't know.
Swap the fags for protein shakes.
You know what, like an Asian boy, I was so skinny.
Yeah.
And I hate people calling me like chopstick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just wanted to get fatter, you know what I mean?
That's a horrible name to have.
Yeah, I know. Like when my like girlfriends say, oh, you're skinnier than me and all that.
The Asian kids are getting picked on for being too skinny, and then the white guys like us, we're not skinny enough and we wish we'd look like the Asian kids. So you can't really win, can you? Even though it was hard for you to connect with the Aussie kids, you did pretty much grow up in Koreatown in Sydney, so there would have been kids that you were getting to know better outside of school, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Different groups and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so did that help?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah. But no offense, like I love my Aussie friends as well, same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. All right, let's look at where music really started to become a driving force for you. So obviously you said you were a shy kid and then the music, the hip hop, you've sort of found a connection to. When did you start mucking around with lyrics and stuff like that? Was it the lyrics that came first, like just writing?
Yeah, like I can't really remember why, but I started writing something down.
Yeah.
On like a notepad. And then that was when I was about 16.
Sure.
I started like just put it on the beat. Yeah.
So where do you think it became something that you sort of went from writing to going, hang on, maybe I've got something here and maybe I really should start to push it? How old were you then?
About 18 or 19.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk more about your music. Tell us about your favorite artists and who your influences are.
My early influence was like Drunken Tiger.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much sure like all the Korean rappers got influenced by him.
Sure.
He's like a first generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I love all the Korean hip hop artists and also American rap artists. Like I got influenced by, I really like Nas.
Okay.
Like very underground people, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
If there was if you know, for the kids listening to the show at the moment that don't know too much about Korean hip hop, if there was a particular song that you thought they should listen to so they can get a real feel about what the good stuff's about, is there a particular song you'd recommend someone listens to? What's one that stands out?
I really like Double K.
Yeah.
And Benzino.
Yeah.
He's very famous at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah, his music's pretty good and he's really out there at the moment.
That was part one of our interview with Jade Up. What up? Thank you for that, J-John. Part two will be coming up very soon, but before then, we're going to play, as selected by me, a track from Jade Up featuring Fat Gin called Only God Can Judge Me.
Here it is, Asian Pop Radio Australia, across the Community Radio Network.
Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers trying to point finger and shit.
it, but you ain't got enough.
Your hands on the Bible say nothing but the truth. You're reluctant when I speak cause you ain't got no proof. Choose your path, black and white, angels and demons fight. Conscious and chaos is time to rectify the wrong, testify. Best in time will get the shine. So you just gotta test me now for the crime, motherfucker. I'm born for a reason, only God can judge me now. 무기는 US Army 해외 번도 두려워하지 않아 유지해 심장 박동 수류 세팅해 비트 BPM에 맞춰 뛰도록 손에 랩은 기 계속 바뀌는 양철모아 잠시 새끼 날 라면을 집어삼켜도 니들처럼 싸구려 민트는 안 날려 적어도 365 days looking so mighty 시작이 반인체 나 시작도 아직 하지 않았으니까 기대하고 들어 내 잠재 가치는 애플 코스텍을 넘어 막 태어난 가난하기처럼 무럭무럭 자랄 테니까 크기 전에 어서 무릎 꿇고 빌어 내게 주어진 시간 따위는 I don't give a fuck 넌 멈추는 법을 모르는 포퓨어차 남자가 칼을 뽑았다면 무라도 better give up. Motherfuckers get ready for the battle. Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me. Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me. Let it go, I'm bound to make it. Take this flow on another level. Rise your wake, your soul raise you. Limits I see, nothing but the sky. Page only written to read, but it's on my mind. My trade is your soul for the fame. It's all for the cash. Hip hop ain't the same. Yeah, to show them I'm back. I damn the traffic. Grand loss on the shit. Can't be violated. Control the flow. Blockage. Perception is a felony. You mention me like I gave permission. You've been rejected. Bridge never sleeps. I see everything. That's why I never stop. Let the world see what I see. Me. Born once, I live to chase dreams. Reality ain't nowhere. Show us the same thing. I be the bridge that connects the two. Success, the truth. Only lies within your. Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me. Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me. Rhyme, 이건 오직 시작의 반이자 내 삶의 반 philosophy 뱉은 말은 지키는 것과 목과 진실을 가리는 태도가 분명한 그 중심 안에 썼어 뱉어대는 선서 칼을 대신해서 배추불 곤두 세웠어 이 공책의 피만큼 진한 땀을 새기고 내 일기는 오늘보다 난 내일로 Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me. Let the world know, let the world shake. Soon as you drop this, they gon' be all dead. Let it roll, next level flow. Game never stops, only God can judge me.
That was Only God Can Judge Me by Jade Up with Fat Gin, and now we have part two of our interview. View.
The Korean pop scene obviously gets good coverage, both in Korea and overseas. Do you feel that the Korean hip hop gets enough representation?
I reckon not yet as internationally, but I'm definitely sure it's growing up.
Because everyone's hanging out always like waiting for that K-pop bubble to burst, I guess. Do you think that hip hop might have its moment in the sun yet?
Big Bang and 21, they are like a hip hop and the pop same time.
Sure, yeah.
And they bring it out a bit of a hip hop side as well, same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
Keep everyone happy.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you think the challenges are, if any, in being a Korean Aussie hip hop artist, but at the same time, what do you think are the benefits of having that those two cultures kind of mashing together?
I can put like English and Korean lyrics same time. That's the best part of it.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to promote myself as I'm living in Sydney.
Sure.
And the music that I'm doing is Korean. Yeah.
When you're writing lyrics, are you actually thinking in Korean or are you thinking in English? And then how does that translate into the mashup between the English and the Korean lyrics? Like, because obviously some of the English lyrics will rhyme with some of the Korean lyrics, right?
Yep.
To find that flow. So how do you choose which one? And at the same time, does it, and I'm hope I make making sense. But does it open the world a bit more because you've got two languages that you can use to rhyme with?
I really like rhyming the English and Korean together.
Yeah.
It sounds more pretty for me.
Sure.
Should I say?
Yeah. Once you've got something down, once you've produced a song, because I can see you've got, you know, produced quite a few tracks now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to spin it the other way around? So you've got some lyrics there, Korean and English mashed together. Have you ever tried to
mostly in English?
Yeah, I'll just spin it around. Find a way for the Korean lyrics to now be English and then the other way. That would be a challenge, right?
That would be.
Leave that to someone else.
Nobody actually done that before.
Well, there you go.
And it can be very odd.
Yeah.
Or strange, I don't know.
Well, it's just like anytime someone tries to do an English cover of a K-pop song, it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Not always. Okay, so far, where have you had a chance to showcase your skills to the people?
I've been doing MCing for a couple of years in Sydney, and when I had chances, I used to perform as well as MCing, and I also was on the stage for Korean Cultural Office.
Oh, yeah? At Party in the Park?
Yeah, I've been there once as well.
Awesome.
And whenever I have a chance, I'd love to just go onto the stage.
There's such a big Korean community in Sydney, and it seems like a nice big family of people loving their K-pop and loving their Korean hip-hop. Do you feel like you're part of something bigger when you're sharing your music?
I don't really feel it that much. I feel like I'm more like isolated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're so far from where all the action is in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is working in Korea something that you're really aspiring to? Is that your ultimate goal, to be based in Seoul?
If that was my goal, I think I would have been there already.
But
like, I want to try to do something over here first.
Sure.
Like, I want to prove myself first.
Yeah.
Before I get anywhere else.
So it's really just coming down to trying to get that representation and people to notice you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when we came across your music, we just thought it was absolutely amazing, and we're kind of blown away by the fact that, you know, for one, your clips on YouTube have not had more than the views it's got. Like, it kind of baffles us, because we think your tracks have been amazing, and we're going to just keep promoting you, because I think big things are going to happen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ah, no worries. I mean, it's good stuff. And as soon as I shared it with a music director, he was like, oh, we've got to get it on a show. Okay, let's talk about how we can find out more of your music. So let's tell the listeners where they can find out more information about you, how we can hear your music, and how we can support you. So you got a Facebook page?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, and also it's on YouTube as well.
How do we find Facebook?
The Facebook.kf.jinwon.
And for SoundCloud?
SoundCloud. Yeah, I haven't prepared all
this. Oh, that's okay, but should post it on your Facebook and we'll be able to find it.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I hope you can sometime come down to Melbourne and perform at an event down here. Maybe you can come down for K-Wave Festival later on in the year.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, all right. We'll get your people to talk to our people.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm sure everyone else across Australia is hoping to see you and support your music.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Okay, thank you so much.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
I'm Jedi Scuff, and you are certainly on Asian Pop Radio, and that is definitely my favourite ID you've ever made. Woohoo!
That wasn't mine, that was Kai.
Was it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks,
wherever
Kai.
You are in the history of K-pop.
Kai's at SBS now, we don't speak of it.
Okay, so next up, we are playing The Boys from 2PM, and they will not be anywhere near a car in this next song called All Day Thinking of You.
Asian Pop Radio.
Oh,
That was Nipchin's ode to Tiffany's butt on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to the lyrics. Was it really?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks for keeping me up to date on that.
Not a problem.
Asian Pop Radio, so many things happening around the country over the next couple of weeks, especially in Sydney this weekend. Of course, it's all kicked off for Supernova, the Pop Culture Expo. Now, you know we went down to the Melbourne event about a month or so ago, took some happy snaps for our Instagram and covered that event. We'll be doing the same in Sydney this weekend. So, actually, you can find out all you need to know at supernova.com.au. It's across 3 days, of course. Kicks off today until 8 p.m. So if you're listening at the moment we put this podcast out, 8 p.m. And across the weekend as well, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale from Mosh Chicks.
And without even looking at it, I can guess someone from the Game of Thrones is there, someone from an anime is there, and someone from some sci-fi film is definitely there.
True. In a couple weeks' time, on the 5th of July, Catterday to be precise, that is Saturday for those unfamiliar, at the Imperial Hotel in Erskineville, where it all kicks off. It's always in Erskineville, isn't it?
Erskineville. It began in Erskineville.
A lot happening in Erskineville. But that's the place we've got to be, Trav.
Party.
We want to be part of it. We've got to be in Erskineville. July 5th, of course, it's Nico Nation in Sydney. This time around, Sydney's shot at this awesome event. Of course, it's featuring stuff like the Mega Dance Sector, a video games arena, candy making parking area.
And somebody dressed up as Hatsune Miku, I'm guaranteed.
I'm pretty sure Jenna will be there. Jenstar, dressed as the wonderful cat that she is. You can find out more information, of course, at nikonation.com. Lots of stuff happening and we will be there. Hope to see you there too. Going into our intro to Asian pop, thanks to Katie. I was going to say Katie, but no, Katie. And who's she covering this week?
The Kamen Rider Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I like to call them the Power Rangers.
They do look a bit Power Ranger-y. And I was looking at the translation of one of the MVs. I think it's a song that we've decided to play after the intro. And my favorite subtitle that came up was Let's All Climax Together. I wasn't sure what that meant. I was thinking it was probably a Power Rangers kind of fire, wind, water, let's all do it, Captain Planet.
I think just something awesome and epic is about to happen.
Let's have a listen. This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian pop. Do you see what we did there? Okay, and now, the girl who needs no introduction, it's Katie. Oh, wait.
Welcome to this week's Asian pop artist review. A girl group formed to commemorate a TV series anniversary. Where else will you find this occurring but in Japan? Today, we will be looking at Kamen Rider Girls, a group formed in 2010 to commemorate the Kamen Rider series' 40th year of showing, which was actually in 2011, 1 year after their debut. Initially a 5-member band, after several changes to their lineup, they are now a 7-member idol group, comprised of Nao Yasuda, Erika Yoshizumi, Kaori Nagara, Hitomi Isaka, Mitsuki Endo, Chisato Akita, and Tomomi Janasumi. Each one of the girls represents a protagonist of the Kamen Rider series, wearing the transformation belts of their characters. Produced by Avex Tracks and Ishimori Productions, Kamen Rider Girls debuted with two songs, Love's Rider Kick and The Heart's Transformation Belt. Interesting names for debut songs, but apt for their themed group, and the tunes are really catchy. Their debut songs use a heavy guitar and an upbeat tempo. Their later tunes are just as impressive, releasing Break the Shell and Exploded. Exploded really rips into gear, with high impact drum patterns and guitar riffs. Far from light and delicate, Kamen Rider Girls songs really hit the spot if you feel like burning it up at the gym or relieving stress. I'd better put them on my jogging playlist myself. So, if you are a fan of the Kamen Rider series, or just looking for a change from the lighter J-pop group's tunes, Kamen Rider Girls is certainly a group you should check out. They really pack a powerful punch. Their official website is kamenridergirls.jp.
If you want to view their impressive discography, head there.
This has been Katie's intro to Asian pop.
Good night, it's just too late. It's too late.
I'm Jedi Scuff, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and no, that wasn't the final theme song for the Initial D video game. That was actually Kamen Rider Girls with Wicked 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 Exploder.
I'm going to pretend I knew what you were talking about.
I was just making noises because I forgot what the song was called.
Yeah, no, you did. You covered that up. You didn't need to tell people because you covered it up so well, no one would have guessed.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That's it for another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Who knows who will be back behind the mic next week, but hopefully there will be microphones or else you're not going to hear any of it happen. We're going to go out with the new one by Psy. Feel free to laugh now, Travis. And Snoop Dogg. We knew it was coming. We'd known for like 3 months. Or something, 3 or 4 months.
I made a meme about this like a while ago.
Yeah, I gathered everyone around the office that don't care for Asian pop at all, made them sit there and watch the MV when it came out, told them that G-Dragon will feature, and they were all hanging out for it, and they saw him for 5 minutes and they were a bit disappointed. But, you know, we'll just have to wait for the next MV for G-Dragon. Save me, Travis.
G-Dragon doesn't need MVs.
Should we play it now? Okay, here it is.
Snoop Dogg.
And Psy featuring G-Dragon on Asian Pop Radio Australia. See you next week.
See you also
later.
Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 over and over. Hangover, 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 over and over. Party's over. It ain't over. Can't I find a single piece of me? Game over. Hangover.
Get drunk, smoke like a broke stove. Don't quit, take flight. I can't remember last night. It's aight, this the life of a superstar. Sci-fi with that boy trooping hard, cooping cars, Snoopy hard in the paint. Drink another cup until I fall flat. All that and then some. 151 done dilly. Really for show that I'm toe back, intoxicated. Change over, game over, hangover faded. Body shit miss. That you love it, yes. Jack with a more check, yes.
Inny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a lady by the toe. 안 예쁘면 예뻐 보일 때까지 바라, baby, bo.
Drink it up and get sick. Bottoms up, get wasted.
Pour it up, drink it up, live it up, give it up.
Oh my god, damn it, there's the fucking limit.
Pour it up, drink it up, live it up, give it up.
But
I can't stop. Making bottles pop until the wheels fall off. And I can't quit. I wake up in the morning, do the same shit.
Wake up in the morning, do the same shit.
Hangover. Hangover.
Bacon, shaking the fleas, caking the bacon, raking the cheese. Early in the morning, in the bathroom, on my knees, tipping and dripping, flipping the flow, whipping and dripping a drink on the flow. This is the only way that I was taught a long time ago. So Korea, you'll see a Giga like Mia. Never would they never be another like here. G-A-N-G-S-T-A, nothing left to say. Kinda smoke my whole day off.
Baby, 나를 시험, hey. 어서 나를 시험, hey. 거시기가 거시기하니 거시기하고 작게 거시기, hey. 내일은 없다 해라, 모르겠다 내뱉어라. 내일은 나는 오늘의 너를 100% 몰라.
Drink it up and get sick. Bottoms up, get wasted.
Pour it up, drink it up, live it up, give it up.
Oh my god, damn it, there's the fucking limit.
Pour it up, drink it up, live it up, give it up.
But I can't stop. Making bottles pop until the wheels fall off. And I can't quit. I wake up in the morning, do the same shit.
Hangover.
Waking and baking, shaking the fleas, caking and bacon, raking the cheese. Early in the morning, in the bathroom, on my knees.